Intervju Radija Študent.
Battles. Lepo pozdravljeni v nocojšnjem intervjuju Radija Študent, kjer bomo poslušali izsek zvočnega zapisa pogovora z Ianom Williamsom, multiinstrumentalistom zasedbe Battles. Battles v teh tednih na koncertni turneji brez odpadlega četrtega člana Tyrandonia Braxtona promovirajo prihajajoči album Gloss Drop. Ian je bil v preteklosti znan kot glavni protagonist poznega obdobja kultne ameriške zasedbe Don Caballero, ki je med drugim orala ledino od voda inštrumentalne rockerske glasbe, nekoliko posmehljivo imenovane math rock. Ob tem je Williams ob Kevinu Shiu, glavni motor težko umestljive zasedbe Storm and Stress, projekta, ki še danes buri duhove mnogih bolj radikalno nagnjenih glasbenih navdušencev. Pogovor je bil zabeležen v Luksemburgu tekom festivala Out of the Crowd v ležernem popoldanskem času na soboto 9. tega meseca. Pred pogovorom pa poslušamo še aktualni singel z prihajajoče plošče Gloss Drop Ice Cream, na katerem svoje glasilke kot gost trese Matias Aguayo. Nato pa Ian Williams iz zasedbe Battles.
I remember reading this interview that, by the way, one of my favorite ones, I guess, to read. Read it repeatedly, an interview you made with an Italian reporter, I think, must have been more than 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
When you played for Storm and Stress, you said in an interview that playing music like Storm and Stress played was maybe, in the context of what was happening back then, maybe the only honest way of playing.
Yeah. I can imagine saying something like that. So, yeah.
So I guess today the world is even more so. Even more the kind of world that makes you say something like that. And for instance, I have this long question. Just a few days ago, I've seen Mary Halvorsen playing Ljubljana.
Yeah.
And in the context of that, I've seen her videos when she played with Kevin in
Shit.
People.
Yeah.
And last year we've seen Kevin play in Ljubljana with Taliban.
Yeah.
And it was a show that was critically, I mean, the critics were very disappointed. They say it's a hoax, but for me, I experienced it really, really it was hilarious in a serious way when I knew the context of the people, the musicians.
Kevin always kind of exists in that dual way, like hilarious and serious.
Yeah, but it probably serious. Is still I don't know, maybe it's a strong word, but a political statement. It is a statement on the state of the of things and so.
Yeah, there's a radicalism to nonsense, maybe. I don't know, maybe Kevin goes beyond nonsense. I don't mean to sell him out like that, but yeah.
My question is really, do you feel that what you do with Battles, what you do now, today, mm-hmm. still carries some of that continuity, some of that critical edge? And in what way?
That's a good question, and I don't know. You know, I'm still always interested in new forms of music, you know, creating new forms of music, and even, you know, and I realize that, you know, like Battles is sort of playing with a form of music now that's also flirting with a commercial form, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not. You know, it seeks an audience larger than, like, the 50 people that will come see your improv dance or something like that. And I know that. And I don't care. Because, I mean, to me, it's an interesting project to see. Because it's a whole new game. And to me, it's interesting to exercise those things. And you know, like, you could say, like, well, is it just because you get to play in front of more people that you like doing it? But I think that there is something a little more underneath it for me. Like, you're getting to do kind of... It really depends where you stand in the perspective, in the scale. Like, I mean, for some people, I think Alice is probably a pretty... Like, from where Kevin Shea is, Battles is probably, like, you know, I don't know, just a real pop band now or something. And then... But for a lot of people, like, where we are, it's still sort of radical. And I don't know. I think our new record... Well, I'm not trying to talk about a promo trip for Battles. But, I mean, like, I think our new record achieves, like, a certain... Like, a strangeness. I mean, there are a lot of weird elements going on. I think, you know, and, like... But the strings it's pulling are different, really different strings than, like... You know, what I was doing in Storm and Stress or something like that. I mean, to me, you know, I don't think I could have been in Storm and Stress forever or something like that. And I'm always maybe, you know, like there's a certain like element of just keeping it honest for myself, which means having to always put myself in new situations where I'm not sure I can pull it off, you know? And that maybe I'm reducing the game to just more of a simple technical exercise for myself, but that's like escapes any kind of political or social issue, and it just becomes like a musical exercise. But I do think it has social implications. I mean, still, if you play, you know, we got to play Atlas on Jules Holland, you know, right next to like Michael Stipe and Crowded House. I mean, you know, like it's a different sort of subversion. I mean, you kind of like get in doing like a slightly different thing, you know.
So then again, you talked about Don Caballero, and it's like it is machine music for you.
Yeah,
it was. So what about Battles? What about I think the last time I saw you was on ATP a year and a half ago. You played some new songs with Ty then.
Yeah.
I've seen you use some new gear, I think.
Yeah.
Using probably a MIDI pedal or something.
Yeah.
I want to know if you've.
Yeah, there's more of that now.
So you've gone into.
Yeah. It's gone more high tech.
computer processing of guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it seems like tasteless to play your guitar through a computer, and that's why I'm attracted to trying it. And so that's what I'm doing.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
in one other interview, you've been asked about computers and your music, you said that computers only serve to make the quantity of the keyboard sounds larger.
Yes.
And now you've gone into...
I know. Now I'm like, I know. It's like Tron, I'm in the computer now. I know. So, there's good and bad of that. I mean, right now the balance of the band is Dave's playing all analog stuff, you know, just like guitar and bass, and I'm playing all synthetic stuff. And, you know, I think somehow it makes a nice sandwich. It's nice together.
Okay.
You know, like they complement each other a bit.
And how about the vocals now? I've seen a short clip from Japan, and I had the impression that you played sampled vocals over your playing.
Yeah, for now that's what we're having to do. And we just played Japan last week. We triggered some vocal samples, and then in Europe, last night was the first night, but we're integrating video into it now. I don't think that's quite smoothed out yet. See, like, when you ask me what I'm up to now, and I'm just, like, thinking of how to, like, sync video, you know? It's, like, such a small thing, but it's the biggest thing ever. So it's, like, I'm just thinking about, like, syncing video. And then after that, we're going to start, you know, working with some of the singers live and stuff like that. But, you know, for us, I mean, in some ways, my entire musical history, like, vocals have always been this issue and a struggle, and they've been an obstacle actually, but using that, I've always used the obstacle as a thing to overcome, and like sometimes the solutions can be creative, I guess. And you know, to finish this record, we had to get we wanted like some outside singers. They came in, and then and now, you know, to do it live, we're looking for new ways to do it. And maybe the idea is to sort of remix the vocals as we play live.
So that means triggering.
Yeah, it's like, you know, strange, I don't know what the hell the precedent of like what where we sit is. And it's part like DJing someone's vocals, and then I don't know, yeah. We're still finding out what's going on with it. I don't know. I mean, you'll see what we do tonight, but...
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm really interested.
I think we were pretty good in Japan. We really sucked last night. So it's really hit and miss.
So, the music you're fascinated with the most today is probably electronics. It's probably music that is based less on live performance and more on...
I think it's a pendulum, and the more I think that eventually live music, like really organic music, will be very interesting. And maybe it is now. Maybe I'm about to see that performance, and I'll be like, oh my god, that's it.
So you're actually juggling.
I'm gonna sell my computers.
Yeah.
You're actually juggling these ideas now. You have many things you try to do, I hear you're playing with video yourself, so I guess there's actually a big technical thing going on, and there is exploration directly.
I think a lot of times when you get involved in you get the deeper you go into like the technique of something like computers and things or equipment and cables and stupid shit that really aren't important, like you end up making these random connections that you have never planned, and then all of a sudden like this thing happens that opens up like a whole new perspective on how to do things and why you do things. And I think that's probably true for like music too. The more you get down to the technical, like then all of a sudden you can open up into like a new room and a new perspective or something. But it's always like an innocent thing. It's never like a thing that you like, I'm gonna do this and figure it out. I don't think that works as well as just like,
of course.
Like next week on tour at soundcheck somewhere we'll be like, wow, let's do that, and you know, just happen. So, yeah. So
it's an ongoing process.
If Dykev was a machine, Battles is not a machine, because Battles uses actually machines. So Battles can't be a machine. Battles has to be the opposite of a machine.
What is it then?
It's a sad boy.
Sad boy.
Sitting in a corner. No, I don't know.
Pressing buttons.
So maybe another thing about Battles, when I saw you on ATP a year and a half ago, and comparing this with the shows I saw you before, I saw you on the first ATP, I think you played in Britain on the Mars Volta ATP.
Yeah, totally.
And then on the other tours you made across Europe, in Belgium and so, maybe the new music that was played then seemed a bit more, I don't want to be too strange in saying this, but maybe a bit more generic, like electronic music can be more generic.
What, the one at the last ATP?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last ATP we sucked.
You sucked, you think?
We kind of did. I mean, the music we were playing sucked.
You weren't satisfied.
No, but it took care of itself.
And maybe
where we are now and where we were then, there's a difference.
In connection to that, so was the process you were in then with Ty still, with Ty on that?
Yeah,
and
that was the last show with Ty.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I thought so. And the process you, for instance, had now with only the three of you, is it a lot different?
Yeah.
And even compared to the process you had with Ty for the first two records, or the EPs and Mirror.
Well, you know, when we were making this record took a long time to make. And Dave and I were already sort of working on a lot of new kind of techniques. Just, you know, using different ways of making loops. And we still kind of work with loops in this band, but we've kind of gotten better at making the loops sort of more disguised, almost. Like, you know, I hate saying, like, the loop's good. It's more advanced or something, but it's like we've taken another step down the path that we've always been on. Like the EPs were like very simple in a way, and then like Mirrored was a little more complex, and then I think in a way it's even more complex now. But it's gotten to the point where it's like almost like some ways you don't think they're loops anymore, which is good, I think. And you know, so the technology and the technique and the sound, the resulting sound, were already changing a lot within the band, and then, you know, Ty left, and then, you know, bringing guest singers kind of brought in some alternate energies, and which I like that. And
about his influence he had instrumentally on the material you were working on before he left.
Ty?
No,
he's not on the record at all.
On the record you were making before he left, was it a stronger influence than on the start when...
He wasn't really feeling inspired. That was part of the problem, and that's partly why it took so long for us to make this record. And he ended up sort of deciding he's going to try to be a lead singer now, like, without effect.
Okay.
And that's fine, but, you know, so we decided to try it, and we knew that it sort of like had implications for what kind of record it would be, but we were sort of going in that direction, and then, you know, it wasn't that great, you know, and he basically bailed, and then we sort of then took, because, you know, at that point, it was 24 of us. You know, kind of write 25% each, whatever, that kind of bullshit. So, like, you know, all of a sudden, like, we rethought it. We said to go forward as a band, we had to take his parts off because we couldn't release a new record and say, you know, it has to be like, this is us, you know, not be, this is what we used to be. So we took his stuff off and kind of created a new something.
Right.
It exaggerated the amount of change that's on this new record. But I think the results of the record is kind of cool. I mean, it's like confounding because there's not like one thing that represents the record, you know. I mean, there's that song Ice Cream that's kind of on the internet, but that, I mean, that doesn't represent the record at all.
V pravkar slišanem Ereš intervjuju smo poslušali del pogovora z Ianom Williamsom, članom zasedbe Battles. Celoten pogovor bo v pisni obliki, slovenskim prevodom, v kratkem objavljen na straneh Nove muzike. Oziroma se upravičujem Nove muske. Nova plošča Battles z naslovom Gloss Drop izide v mesecu juniju na založbi Warp, pogovor z Ianom Williamsom pa je pripravil Žiga Pucelj.
Intervju Radija Študent.